Sally Sara with you on Breakfast. Well, new Greens leader Senator Larissa Waters is promising a firm but constructive approach this term of Parliament and has put climate and the environment at the top of her list of priorities. The Queensland Senator is taking the reins after the loss of former leader Adam Bandt and three of the party's four lower house seats. But the Greens will hold the balance of power in the Senate, and the new leader says Labor has a choice to work either with the Greens or the Coalition to get legislation passed. Senator Larissa Waters joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast and congratulations on your appointment.
Thanks so much, Sally. Lovely to be speaking with you.
The Greens now have the balance of power in the Senate. What do you want to do with it?
Well, what a privilege it is that the Australian voters, the population, have put the Greens in sole balance of power in the Senate. We've got a chance now to have a progressive parliament and politics with heart again. I think people are so sick of the carping and the chest beating and the arguing that they see in places like Question Time. They just want to know that we're there to work for them and that we're going to try and fix the problems that they're facing in their daily lives and that we're going to protect the climate and nature that sustains us all. So I'm excited about what we could achieve, and sole balance of power really means that the government can choose to be a bit bolder and a bit braver and rise to the challenge to face all of the pressures that the community are under.
The government says it will have another attempt at reforming environment protection laws. Labor is expected to seek a deal with the coalition. Where does that leave the Greens, do you think?
Look, we have seen biodiversity continue to decline and we are in a climate crisis, and we've got environmental laws that were written by John Howard literally last century. Now, I used to work as an environmental lawyer before I was elected, so I feel like I know quite a bit about this area, and the laws are so weak, Sally. And we've seen, like, all of the statistics are getting worse. The climate disasters are getting worse. Species extinction is still on the rise. Like, we actually need laws that work, that do what they say on the tin. And so we are very keen to be able to rewrite those laws and actually protect nature and take action on the climate crisis that's wreaking so much havoc on this beautiful planet and on our lives. And yeah, the choice is there really for the government. Do they want to do a proper job or do they want to stick with you know, John Howard's laws from last century? I hope they want to actually do some real reform.
Why would Labor want to work with the Greens rather than the Coalition on issues like that?
Look, I think the community actually really values the natural world. I think the community understands that, like, we need the environment not just to live, but it, you know, a strong agricultural sector, it underpins everything that we do. And the Labor Party have got a whole raft of seats in this parliament, and congratulations to them for that. Their vote didn't go up terribly much, though. And so I think there's a pretty clear message there from the voters that, look, they want politics to work for people, and you don't find many people that are arguing against protecting nature, do you? So, look, it's up to the government what they do, but we stand at the ready to deliver for people and for nature, and there's a real chance here. I think people are desperate for some hope and they're desperate for some positive outcomes, and we are too, and that's our offering to government.
How will the leadership of the Greens be different under your leadership compared to what it was under Adam Bandt?
Oh, look, I think Adam did a marvellous job. I really do. He's a wonderful man and he worked so incredibly hard for such a long time, and we're really, really sad that he's not leading us anymore and he's not in that room with us, and same with Stephen and Max, my dear Queensland colleagues. We miss them terribly. I'm not Adam, I'm me and I will try to focus on remembering why we're here. You know, we're not here to talk about ourselves. We're here to talk about what we can do to help people. And I want to leave the planet in a better state. And that's a job for all of us. And I'm just honoured to have the chance to lead this wonderful party, and really grateful for the support of the millions of voters that share the values that we have.
Some of the party membership of the Greens is very focused on the environment. Some are very focused on social justice. And we know that much of the wider voting public is very concerned right now on cost of living. How do you get the balance right between that core base of the Greens and the other voters that you've attracted?
Look, Sally, thankfully we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And as many people realise, we have always had a broad policy platform. We have, yes, of course, the clues in the name, we've always stood for the planet, but we have always cared about people, and our policies have always addressed free education, properly funded healthcare, integrity in politics, making sure that people have their daily needs met, things like putting dental into Medicare, making childcare free. Like, we've always stood for that. And, you know, sometimes the media wants to just tell us to focus on one issue, but actually we are quite proud that our policy offerings could address all of the challenges that people are facing and that the planet's facing. And so we will continue to do that juggle. We certainly don't resile from our strong stance on social justice issues. Human rights matter, and we will always call out atrocities, and we will always work to make sure that people's daily needs are met and that we're looking after the planet. Look, it's not rocket science. We're just going to come at this with a big heart and a willingness to work for the community and do everything we can to try and improve things for people.
And what about specifically on the issue of Gaza, the Greens' approach on that?
Look, that won't change, Sally. And, you know, what we're seeing in recent days with the blocking of aid is just horrific. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who thinks that that's an appropriate course of action to stop people getting food and to see kids suffering. It's heartbreaking stuff. And when we've got still a role to play there in sending a strong message on this global conflict, this genocide that's unfolding, look, Australia's got to be a bit stronger, and we can't keep sending those weapons components to that part of the world. It's like there's some of those basic things that we should be doing that I think people would support Australia doing. And, yeah, we will keep calling out atrocities no matter where they are because, look, human rights do matter.
Yesterday we had Australian international human rights lawyer Chris Sidoti, who's on a UN body, and he was saying that in his view, international war crimes have already been committed in Gaza, and particularly looking at this issue of food that you've been mentioning. But there has been some criticism of the Greens' approach, particularly from Gillian Siegel, who's the envoy on anti-Semitism, who was on the program earlier in the week. What do you think about those kind of remarks from Gillian Siegel, and how do you see the two separate labels of being opposed to Israel's policies on what's happening, the risk of that being conflated with being anti-Semitic?
Look, I did hear that interview, Sally, and I was quite shocked by some of those comments. There is no anti-Semitism that is acceptable anywhere. And likewise, there's no Islamophobia that's acceptable anywhere. And we are really strong in calling out the atrocities that the Netanyahu government is committing. And that is not anti-Semitic. And we are not anti-Semitic. And we want peace in that region. And we want kids and women and everyone in that region to have self-determination for what comes next for them and to have a lasting peace that is not just so graphically being broadcast on our screens with that real depravity. Look, it's hard to put it into words because it's so awful. You can't believe that it's actually real, but it is real. And Australia does need to call that out, and the Greens will keep doing that. And we will also keep talking about meeting our needs for fully funded schools, for dental into Medicare, for free childcare, and to protect nature. Like, we will call out all of those things, and we will bring the community along with us so that Parliament can actually work for good outcomes.
When we're looking at the issue of climate targets, what about the 2035 emissions target? What will the Greens be pushing for?
Well, look, we had some constructive work with the Labor government this term, and we worked to support the safeguard mechanism, which stopped about half the coal and gas projects in the pipeline that would have gone ahead. But unfortunately, the fossil fuel industry still has a lot of support from the two major parties, and we still saw, I think it's 28 now, new coal and gas projects, new or expanded projects, get the tick off. We just can't keep opening new coal and gas, Sally, and we've got options. We don't actually have to keep doing that. We've got great job-rich clean energy that we know is actually cheaper as well. There's no downsides to a strong renewable future, except for the profits of the big coal and gas companies. So we want to make sure that we've got targets that are actually science-based and not just what the fossil fuel industry has successfully lobbied for with their very large generous donations to political parties. And yeah, climate is the greatest challenge of our time. And if the Parliament can't grapple with that, well, what on earth are we here for?
Senator Waters, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Really nice to speak to you, Sally.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.